This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, February 3rd. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. For more than 25 years, Jeff Bezos has been the face and the driving force behind Amazon. He started the company as a pioneering internet bookseller and grew it into an e-commerce giant. But yesterday, we learned that Bezos is ending his tenure as CEO and will be transitioning to a role as executive chairman. Our tech columnist Dan Gallagher will join us to discuss the surprise announcement and what it could mean for the company after these headlines. Earlier this week, the head of the military in Myanmar took charge of the country from its civilian-run government. Now, in the aftermath of the coup, Facebook has banned the page of a military TV network in the country. A public policy director for Facebook said it was taking steps to remove content that praises the coup or that could incite further violence. A spokesman for the military didn't respond to requests for comment. Tesla is recalling about 135,000 Model S and Model X vehicles after federal regulators raised concerns that the vehicle's touchscreens can fail when a memory chip runs out of storage capacity. The issue affects functions like defrosting and turn signals. Tesla says it disagrees that the issue counts as a defect in the vehicles, but that it's going ahead with the recall anyway to conclude the investigation by regulators and to provide a better experience for customers. The recall is one of Tesla's largest safety actions to date. And Google parent Alphabet reported a record $56.9 billion in quarterly revenue yesterday. The company's advertising units pulled in $46.2 billion, up nearly 22% from a year earlier. The earnings reflect a continuing recovery in ad spending, which took a hit at the beginning of the pandemic. Google also broke out its cloud computing unit for the first time. While the business brought in $3.8 billion in revenue, overall it lost $1.2 billion in the quarter. The earnings come just a day after Google agreed to pay more than $3.8 million to resolve a case of hiring and pay discrimination that disadvantaged women and Asian applicants and employees. That's according to the Labor Department. Google also agreed to strengthen policies related to hiring and compensation. A spokesperson for Google said the company believes in heavy investment to make those processes fair and unbiased. All right, coming up after the break, Amazon also reported its earnings yesterday, along with a surprise leadership change. We'll get into what it all means for the company next.
This podcast is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm you share something with, listening. They take the time to understand you and your business so you get the best solution, not more noise. Start a conversation at gt.com.
Well, yesterday, we were expecting Amazon to report record earnings on the back of strong consumer demand for its e-commerce platform during the pandemic. That happened, but we also got even bigger news, that founder Jeff Bezos has decided to step down as the company's CEO. Instead, he'll be taking on a role as executive chairman in the third quarter. Here to help us break down the news is our tech columnist Dan Gallagher. Hey, Dan, big day. Thanks for joining.
Good to be here.
So, Bezos is stepping down. What did the company say about this decision and why, you know, Bezos is making this move now?
Well, the way they painted it is that things have never been better at Amazon. They use the term firing on all cylinders in the statement about it. And if you look at the results, that's a pretty good description. The pandemic certainly has been very good for the company, but they were doing really well even beforehand. And so they just wrapped a year in which they think of it this way. They had their best year of sales growth since 2011, when revenues were about one-eighth the size that they currently are. And you just don't see that kind of performance at a company this size. You know, and Jeff Bezos is not super young anymore. He's 57. He still wants to do other things. He's fabulously wealthy and does things like rockets, newspapers, life sciences. So the way he painted it in his email is that, you know, he still wants to be involved with Amazon, but obviously wants to be doing some other stuff and felt like now was a good time to start making that transition.
And of course, this is a really significant moment for Amazon. Can we just take a step back here? And can you remind us what Bezos's tenure has been like and what his leadership has meant for the company?
Certainly. It's actually very unique among, you think about Amazon compared to the other big tech companies like Apple and Microsoft and Google and Facebook. Only Amazon and Facebook are still run by their founders. But Amazon and Jeff Bezos were a decade into this job when Mark Zuckerberg came up with the idea of Facebook in his Harvard dorm room. You know, so you have a longevity there you've not seen before. And Amazon's gotten much, much bigger than Microsoft, Google, or Apple ever did when they were being run by their respective founders. So that in and of itself, just the tenure he's had and the success he's had of making this company just such a massive enterprise on a huge scale kind of sets him apart, I think, even amongst other super successful tech founders.
Right. And of course, worth noting that it also made him until recently, the richest man in the world. So who is the new guy? What do we know about him?
Andy Jassy. He's actually a very long time, you know, I don't know if they call him Amazonians or he's been at the company for a very long time. He's always been considered a key lieutenant of Jeff Bezos, along with a few others. So it's not a great surprise that he was in line, especially after another big lieutenant named Jeff Wilkie left last year. What Andy Jassy's been doing has been running the AWS cloud business, which has become essentially, Amazon's been doing a lot of other businesses beyond just retail, but AWS has been by far their most successful in the way that it's become, you know, not the largest portion of their revenue, but a significant one, a growing one, and also their largest source of profits by a long shot, way more profitable than retail. So he's had charge of that business, and it's, you know, I think him getting the CEO role kind of says where they think that's going to be going.
Yeah, let's go a little bit further into that. What does this transition tell us about the direction that Amazon's business is heading in? It sounds like, you know, a more heavy focus on cloud computing.
Certainly, and that's going to be a big focus of theirs for a long time. I don't know if I see a future where cloud computing is going to become a lot bigger than retail, because retail is still very large and growing fast. But I think the Andy Jassy getting this job is a recognition of a couple of things. One, he's built a super successful business there. That's super important to Amazon for the future. But he's been at Amazon so long, he's very, very deeply woven into the entire Amazon culture and way of doing things. So he's not coming at, I don't think he's going to be coming at their, you know, the things they face in retail as like somebody brand new to it. So in a way, it's a pretty natural choice. I think there were a few people that kind of were at the top of the leadership team that had the tenure to where this kind of transition makes sense. And he was one of those few.
And of course, we should talk about the business itself. It might seem kind of incidental now, but this news came as Amazon reported earnings yesterday. What did we learn from that report?
Well, we learned that this is a very, very large company that's still growing very rapidly. 38% growth for the full year for a company that's making $380 billion in revenue. I'm not aware of any other company, you know, in the corporate history books where you can kind of make that claim. Operating earnings, of course, came in well ahead of what Wall Street was looking for. That's the cloud is a big part of that. You know, it was a very strong report overall. And again, kind of, I think, softened the blow of what this news was going to be.
And one thing I want to ask about, you know, it sounds like even though Amazon is doing record business, Jassy will be taking over at a moment where there are also a lot of really big challenges on the horizon for Amazon. You know, some workers in Alabama are pushing to unionize, and of course, it's faced regulatory scrutiny and has been accused of antitrust violations. Can you just break down some of those headwinds and what challenges Jassy will have to face?
He'll certainly face many on the regulatory front, from, you know, lawmakers and regulators that are convinced Amazon's too large, too powerful. You know, we've already seen Google has actually been sued by states and the federal government for this. I think Amazon's possibly in line for something like that. He'll have to run it through that. And Amazon's pretty against the other big tech companies. Amazon's unique in having such an enormous workforce of essentially like frontline workers, you know, not just like executives and programmers, but delivery people and people work running their warehouses and these roles. I mean, they now have almost 1.3 million employees. And as you've noted, in some of those portions, there's some kind of restive workforce issues that he'll have to deal with. I think with Jeff staying on as executive chairman, what I could see is them deploying Jeff Bezos tactfully, like in certain situations, maybe in DC with lawmakers, or maybe he'll have a little more time to work that angle instead of running everything day to day. There's a lot of potential there. And I think And I think that's the reason they're taking pains to say he's still going to be pretty involved with the company.
All right. That's our tech columnist, Dan Gallagher. Thanks, Dan.
My pleasure.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.